Anna Bodkin is just back from a month-long reporting stint in northern Afghanistan for Foreign Policy magazine. Before we talk about anything else, Anna, what are the people you met saying about Hamid Karzai?
That he's corrupt, that he's a thief, that he doesn't care about Afghanistan or about anybody other than his own family and his own pockets.
Where does the sense that Hamid Karzai is a thief come from? And what do people in the North feel that way?
Because 9 years, almost 9 years into the international effort to rebuild Afghanistan, the northern areas, particularly the rural areas, have not changed a single bit. And at the same time, people there listen to the radio and they know that, you know, almost $2 billion of international aid have flown into Afghanistan. And everybody is aware that very little of the money that we, the international community, are spending on Afghanistan is coming to where they need it most, which is the villages where there is no sanitation, no electricity, few roads, barely any health care, and people understand that the money all stays in Karzai's pocket.
And we spoke with you a couple of weeks ago, Anna. I mean, this was the sense that we got, that the north of Afghanistan seems really cut off from the capital, ignored by the capital. But is the North exceptional, or are relations between Kabul and all rural areas in Afghanistan like that?
It is not exceptional. Between 80 and 90% of Afghans live in rural areas, and they see very, very little effort to help them. Most of Afghanistan today lives the same way most of Afghanistan lived 2,300 years ago when Alexander the Great conquered it.
Now, to get back to these rural problems, I mean, you looked into the issue of poppy growing and visited a village where the people switched from growing poppies to wheat at the urging of the government. What happened there?
Yeah, in 2004, the Karzai government asked a group of villages that have traditionally grown opium poppy, well, traditionally in the sense of the last decade or so, to switch to growing wheat. An acre of poppies would yield about $20,000 a year. The Karzai government promised the villagers that they would receive electricity and clean water and clinics, health clinics, and paved roads in exchange for switching to wheat. No, they switched to wheat. Wheat yields about $400 per acre, which is about 50 times less. Electricity and water never materialized.
So what happened?
What happened was the government did what it always does, which is nothing. You know, empty promises are typical in Afghanistan, and people are now getting used to it. I think Afghans are extremely disillusioned, and they don't expect anything good to come from the government.
And I guess another thing that isn't news, but you saw it up close and personal, is the way in which the Taliban steps into those voids created when the government doesn't step in.
Well, the Taliban has its appeals to the Afghans. For example, it has courts that are, while they're very strict and severe, they do distribute some sort of Sharia justice that is swift. The Taliban also offers job opportunities. They may pay between $300 and $1,000 a month to people who join as fighters. At least these are the numbers that the governor of Kunduz province gave me. But mostly, I think, Afghans are just waiting for the next power to sweep over them. They are so disillusioned in the current government, and they don't really care who comes next as long as that next brings them some sort of assistance.
Including the Taliban. They wouldn't mind if the Taliban ruled them, if they brought assistance? Is that what you're saying?
Look, I visited an old friend of mine, and he said, you know, I already pray five times a day. My wife already can't go outside without a burqa because this is just not done in the rural area. I already have no electricity. I already have no water. If the Taliban comes, what will change for me? The only thing he fears, he said, is that if the Taliban comes, the Americans or NATO troops will follow and will bomb his village. He's not afraid of the Taliban. He's afraid of NATO.
What's going to happen here? Because you're saying they don't trust the Karzai government, they don't like the Taliban either, and they fear the American troops. So at some point, there has to be a way to get that money, those billions of dollars coming in, to those rural areas. What are they waiting for? What kind of solution do they want?
I think that they're not expecting very much. I think that whoever takes care of them, be that the Karzai government, CARE International, you know, Doctors Without Borders, or the Taliban, or you and I, they really don't care as long as somebody steps in and helps them out. These are people who need help right now. They've needed it for the last 9 years, and they're extremely disillusioned. They're not sure that that help will come.
Anna Bodkin, just back from a month in northern Afghanistan, reporting for Foreign Policy magazine. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.